Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Siltahar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Siltahar's five dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Siltahar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at sthmotors.com. Siltahar Motors. Get everything you want out of a dealership.
It's Legends Week, powered by Siltahar Motors, and we are pleased to be joined by the great Ron Zappolo. Ron, how you doing this morning?
I'm doing well. Good to talk to you guys.
Yeah, appreciate you swinging by. So, you know, over the years, you worked at Channel 4, you worked at Channel 9, you worked at 31, you covered all sorts of things and all sorts of players that came and went in this town. But to me, maybe the thing that puts you into the legend category is the fact that you were featured on an episode of South Park. You know, when you first learned that and first came across that, like, what was your reaction to it truly is an honor, actually. I mean, you were like one of the local celebrities that they talked about on the show. What was your reaction to that when you heard it?
Well, I can still remember. It was a Friday night. I was at Fox. We were getting ready to do the news. And one of the directors who sat next to me got very excited. I thought she was sick or something. She goes, "Oh, my God, oh, my God, oh, my God." I go, "What is it? What is it?" She goes, "You're on South Park." And I didn't really grasp it at the time what it was like. But in the next 24 hours, I mean, I heard from friends of mine all over the country, which was kind of, you know, I mean, you'd like to think you've done some decent things in your career. And my kids probably, who are all grown now, think that being on South Park was my greatest accomplishment. But, you know, those guys put Denver people on there, and they put me on there a few times. Hey, I just want to tell Orlando, I was a fan of his as a player, and I'm a fan of his as a broadcaster. I've really enjoyed listening to him and Sandy. Sandy's been a close friend of mine for nearly 40 years, and the two of you are very good together.
Hey, Ron, thanks a lot for your kind words. I'm hoping that I could carve out a career like you did. And
you've already far surpassed me, Orlando. I mean, you've had a wonderful career, and I have great respect for people that played sports professionally and take on a different job like this, and they approach it with the same stick-to-itiveness and the same passion that they did for sports. Some guys I worked with didn't have that feeling, and it's obvious that you certainly do, so you're to be commended.
Thanks a lot, Ron. I really appreciate those kind words. I always ask this question whenever we have guests on, and typically we have the athlete on, but with you doing all the things that you did with your broadcasting career and just being a sports anchor, what made you want to get into sports? Like, and what led you to make it your profession at the end of the day and be able to carve out such a long time of doing it?
That's a good question. I always loved sports. I was raised in a sports-minded family. My father was an athlete. My brother and I kind of competed from there's affection through sports. He always encouraged us to play, whether it was high school, American Legion, whatever we were doing. And he felt that sports was important to mold a person's view of the world. He thought it was important to work with others towards a common goal, to be able to sacrifice, be able to dedicate towards a bigger thing, a team. And that's how he raised us. And I just loved it. And when I got into broadcasting, I just wanted to be in broadcasting, and I was certainly hoping that it was going to be in the world of sports, and I was fortunate enough that I was able to do it in sports. And I came to Denver in 1977. I think it was the perfect time because sports was starting to explode. The Broncos went to the Super Bowl, you know, made the playoffs for the first time. And I honestly, Orlando, you know, I owe the Broncos a lot because I came here in 77, and the Broncos raised my profile. They raised their own profile. They were so good, so successful. They were a model franchise for so long. And the fact that I covered them so closely on a day-to-day basis and did coaches' shows and players' shows, it helped me immensely. So I owe them a lot for any kind of success that I had.
Ron, you mentioned coming here in 1977, which means you got to see basically all of the big moments in Colorado sports history and cover you know, all the great players who have come and gone and the characters and the coaches and all those kind of things. And you mentioned coaches shows, you know, I remember you, a few combative evenings with Dan Reeves on the coaches show, sitting in those little,
a lot of combative evenings with Dan Reeves.
Yeah. Sitting in those little chairs that looked like Bronco helmets. It was, I could still picture it in my head. But you know, you were always covering it and asking the hard questions, those kind of things. But was there ever a moment or two where, you just kind of got caught up in it and you felt like a fan and just were, you know, rooting for the team or rooting for an individual to come through, where you just were like, man, I can't believe I'm here getting to watch this and getting to cover this?
That's another great question, James. And the answer is absolutely yes. If you're a human being, you can be as objective as you want and ask all the tough questions. But I can recount for you numerous times, starting in the Super Bowl in 78, you know, and seeing what the Broncos went through. If you're not rooting for them, there's something wrong with you. In 98, when the Broncos, you know, really crashed through and beat Green Bay, I just remember being so excited. And I remember that whole day, and I remember being at the party where I was graciously invited. And I remember people that I loved, like Howard Griffith and Tyrone Braxton, introducing me to important people in their life, and it had such an effect on me. I remember being around Doug Moe all those years, and while I was trying to be as objective as possible, rooting like hell for the Nuggets to win a championship. So many different. And then, you know, the biggest thing with me is it wasn't so much that I rooted for teams. I rooted for people. You know, I rooted for Simon Fletcher. I rooted for Terrell Davis. You know, those are the kind of things that I take back. I remember most now. You know, I rooted for Pat Bowlen. I rooted for Mike Shanahan. You know, I wanted good things to happen to good people. So yeah, I there were many times I stepped out of the role and just thought, I can't believe how lucky I am to be here watching the Nuggets play the Lakers in 85 in the conference championship, or sitting there watching the Nuggets take down Atlanta, or the Broncos take down Atlanta in a Super Bowl. Those are just, I was lucky. I was fortunate. I saw so many great things. You know, I watched the Avalanche win their first Stanley Cup. I can still remember Mike Keane sitting up there on top of those lockers. And I can remember all the thousands of interesting conversations I had with Alex English and Calvin and Carl Mecklenburg and Tom Jackson, things like that. That those are memories that no one can ever take away from me, and that they give me the most pleasure now.
Hey, Ron, you just touched a whole lot on just the different memories and different things that you saw throughout your time here and covering the Broncos. I want to ask you this question. During your time as a sportscaster here, you did a bunch of one-on-one interviews. Was there any one of those that were more memorable than you ever, that you constantly think about and say, hey, you know what, that was a great interview, or I love doing that, or you just remember some of these more than you remember other ones? Because I can tell you,
yes,
since I've gotten to doing a show, one of my most memorable one-on-one interviews that we've done is when we got to sit down with Mike Shanahan and me and Sandy, our first show together, that kind of springboarded me and Sandy getting 9 to noon. We actually interviewed Mike Shanahan at Broncos training camp. And now today you, because of, you know, your kind words that you spoke to me about me and my doing my sports stuff. But was there anything for you during that time where you're saying, man, you know what, that was a great interview and I'm always going to remember that?
Yeah, Orlando, that's a great point. I don't know if they were ever great, but they moved me. I remember interviewing Muhammad Ali in 1979, and I'll never forget it. You know, it's something that stayed with me. And speaking of Ali, I remember interviewing Lyle Alzado many times, late Lyle Alzado, and how funny he was, and, you know, how tortured he was. And there's just so many. I remember spending tons and tons of time with Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf, and I watched him, and I learned so much about him, and what an incredible life he had. You know, born to a, you know, raised by a single parent with suffering Tourette's syndrome, not sure if he was possessed by the devil or not. So many different interviews. I remember interviewing Keith Bishop back 1985 in Greeley, Colorado, and I remember it was just a, I thought it would be a throwaway interview, and he talked about how he was raised and what was important to him, and it became the start of a great friendship between Keith and I, and I always got a kick, Orlando, the last 4 or 5 years doing Bronco preseason play-by-play. You know, Keith was a security guy for the Broncos, and I always felt like most of the players had no idea who Keith was. They thought he was just an old security guy. And I'll tell you, I always gravitated to offensive linemen. Keith Bishop, Ken Lanier.
I'm not going to lie. When I first met Keith Bishop, that's what I thought it was, too.
He was an old security
because
guy.
Because that's what he was doing for the Broncos. And then I realized and started learning the history of the Denver Broncos and the history of this offensive line. And I was like, hold on, are you the Keith Bishop that played offensive line here?
he's the one when Ken Lang fumbled that ball down on the goal line in Cleveland in 85 in the AFC Championship, and we're all standing there in the end zone. There's a TV timeout. They're 98 yards away. They got 3 minutes to go, and Keith Bishop looks around the huddle and says, fellas, we got them right where we want them.
Yep.
And that lived on forever. But I always felt offensive linemen, and I'm not saying this because you're on the show, because I can talk forever about Ken Lanier and Dave Studdard and Keith Bishop and Tom Glasic. The offensive linemen were always interesting because they always had to think about what they were doing, and I think it made them a little bit different. And I always enjoyed their company, and I always thought it was a shame, and I loved Alex Gibbs, that for the many years that Alex was here, you know, you didn't get to talk to offensive linemen as much. And it was a shame because I know what they felt like. You know, our play does the speaking for us, but they were interesting, and they had a lot of thought-provoking things to say.
Yeah, by far the most interesting group out there on the football field, for sure.
Ron, hearing you tell stories about Muhammad Ali and Lyle Alzado fighting at Mile High Stadium and being there in the AFC title game for the drive and all these kind of things, brings back a lot of great memories. It's the reason we wanted to have you on. We could probably spend an hour with you, and maybe we'll have to do something more extensive down the road. But you know, I spent a ton of time, you know, watching you from 10:25 to 10:35 every night, getting the latest sports scores and stories and all that kind of stuff. And one of the people that inspired me to get into this business. So I really appreciate you coming on, and it was an honor to have you. Thanks a lot.
Well, James, thanks so much for the kind words. I'd love to come on some time and spend an hour with you guys. And that 10:25 to 10:32 spot meant a lot to me back then. It was before the internet, before cable television, and it really felt like it was a different time, and I was able to really kind of provoke a lot of thought. But I appreciate being on. Thanks so much to both of you.
Thanks a lot, Ron. Have a great day.
Take care, Ron.
Okay, bye-bye.
There he goes, the great Ron Zappolo, part of Legends Week, powered by Silterhar Motors. Seriously, I could have those conversations and hear those stories all day.
Oh, I know, especially with your timeline 25 pieces that you've been rubbing on the website. I know that you're just eating it up and hearing about that old time and what happened back in the day. But it was great having him on. I tell you what, I'm right there with you because he's telling you and he's painting a picture for guys like me that they weren't as – it wasn't in tune and wasn't here back in the day or didn't know much about what was going on back in the day here in Colorado. So I would love to have him on again. Maybe we could get him on next week, James, when we're on again. And, you know, we get him on for a sweep so we could talk about some more of those stuff back in the day.
That would be great. That would be great. That was a ton of fun. We're way over, but we wanted to make sure we got as many of those stories in as we could.
Hey, it's Mike Evans. People care about three things when buying a vehicle. Number one, price. Silterhar Motors has the best prices and financing options that fit everyone's current credit and financial situation. Get zero down and 0% financing for 72 months. Number two, selection. Silterhar's 5 dealers in one offering Ford, Lincoln, Mazda, Volvo, and Maserati with hundreds of new and used cars, trucks, and SUVs on the lot. And number three, location. Silterhar's right off Highway 36 in Wadsworth, or view their entire selection online at STHMotors.com. Silterhar Motors, get everything you want out of a dealership.